Okay, today's Afmim Beis, or Afmim Aleph, Amid Beis, fourth line from the bottom. The Gemara says as follows. It's really a new topic, sort of. Hanichal of Yeshua ben Karcha. According to Yeshua ben Karcha, who uses the pasuk of Veshachatu by the Karban Pesach to teach Mishlichos, it's all fine and good. But, El Reb Yonason, but according to Reb Yonason, who we're going to see in a moment, uses that pasuk to teach you something else, how does he know Shlichos by Kodshim? So the Pnei Shua points out, you know, Reb Shua ben Karcha was a half an amida up. And now we wait till now to ask that question. So Reb Shua ben, to ask this question on, that according to Reb Shua ben Karcha, it's good. And according to Reb Yonason, it's no good. So Pnei Shua says, because he wanted to get to the line that says, Atem velo shutfin, that only you can take off truma, but not your partner. A shliach, yes, not your partner. Once we establish not your partner, now we're going to ask on Reb Yonason, because he's going to hold. The whole thing about Karban Pesach is based on partnership. That drives home the point further, what's his makar for shlichas. So, Hanichal Reb Yeshua ben Karcha, according to Reb Yeshua ben Karcha, it's good. El Reb Yonason, but according to Reb Yonason, the Mapek Leila Haikral, the Drasha Achwina, he uses that pasuk for a different Drasha. So, Menalon, how does he know shlichas? The Tanya, because we went to the Brisa. Reb Yonason Omer, Reb Yonason says, Menayin Shekol Yisrael Kulam, Yotzim Pesach Echad. How do you know the entire Klal Yisrael can use their carbon, you can use a carbon Pesach, they can all be Yotze with one carbon Pesach. The entire nation. Obviously, he's going to hold that you don't have to eat it. It's impossible for the whole nation to eat one animal. It's impossible, a very small amount. It's certainly not going to be a kezias. But there's a shita out there, it's his shita, that you don't have, not everyone has to eat a carbon Pesach. So one carbon Pesach can grow for the whole nation. How do you know that? Shenemar, because it says, V'shachatu oso, kol kahal adas, B'nei, you call kahal das Yisrael, bein harabayim, right? So he call kahal kulo shochtim, but the whole nation is a shochet? No. V'halo eino shochet ela echad, only one person shechting. Mati, the track line is on and fly, but it's not going on. But you know, you can do it after the dach, I don't want you to miss. El echad, el mikan, shekol Yisrael, yotze pesach echad, right? The whole nation can be yotze with one carbon pesach. Unusual shita, we never thought that. But that's what he holds, and he learns that out of this pasuk. So he uses this pasuk to teach me that unusual halacha. How do I know shlichus? Shliach bekadshim minale. How do I know shlichus? Right. So the Gemara says, mine, from that very same pasuk, still teaches me a din of shlichus. Fine. So he has what's he really bothering him? What's bothering him is the eating issue. According to him, not everyone can eat. There's not enough food to go around. So he holds, you don't have to. Fine. There's a machlokas about that. But what about the shlichas? Still, the whole nation is being yotze with one. What's the difference if it's one or many, many chaburs? Either way, the whole nation's on a shochet. So, mine, from the very same pasuk. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, the Dilma shiny hasam. No, maybe it's different by Karban Pesach. You know why? The Islay Shutvis Bigavayu. Because we're all considered partners. That's why, that's the Pnei Shua said. That's why we waited till now to ask this question. We're all considered partners. Regarding the Karban Pesach, we're one big partnership. The whole Klal Yisrael is one big partnership. Now, everyone can eat? That's a machlokes. But regarding, well, one big partnership. Who said, in a case of non-partnership, who said that I could shecht? Who said that? Who said that I can make a shliach? So the Gemara says, and the Gemara is going to give a different pasuk. So the Atzmos Yosef, we're going to see in a second. So the Atzmos Yosef points out, v'shachatu is written in plural. Right? It's a plural. V'shachatu, it's plural. Right? Even though it's impossible for there not to be shlichas by Karban Pesach. It's impossible for there not to. Can't have every single man bringing his own Karban Pesach. It's an impossibility. Right? But for all other mitzvahs in the Torah, where it is possible, then maybe shlichus would be an option. Okay. Elamei Hacha, from here. It says in the same parsha of Karban Pesach, the story of the Karban Pesach, V'yitku lahem ish se labeis avos se labayis. Right? So, what, again, that's in Shemos, parsha's Bo, Dabro b'nei Yisrael, Dabro kol das b'nei Yisrael. No, it doesn't say that either. It says, Darbel called Das Yisrael, Lamar, Vesel Achodesh Hazeh,
V'ichu lehem ish seh labayit, lebeis avos seh labayit.
It's one seh per family. Per house, per family, per mishpacha. So how could that work? Obviously, this is a concept of shlichus. Maybe there it's only true because there is shlichus, because it's a partnership, the shudfis. We're all partners. That's why shlichus is permitted. Where there's no partnership, how do I know shlichus will be permitted? Im kain trei kolamali. Why are there two? Did I skip? Im kain trei kolamali. Why do we need two psukim? Why do we need two psukim? Im eino inyan lehecha deshayach. If I don't need it, where it's shayach. By Karban Pesach, I don't need two psukim. So I already know that they're a partnership, and I already know that shlichus is permissible. Tenehu inni lehecha delo shayach. I can apply it where it's not shayach, which is where? Everywhere else. Where I don't have a concept of shudfis, and I can still have shliach. So the Gemara says, Hani bayle lechidur b'yitzchak. But I need this extra, this pasuk is not extra for eino inyan. I need it for something else. What do I need it for? For b'yitzchak's pshat. Tamar of Yitzchak, ish zoche, v'lo ha-katan zoche. Only an ish could be zoche, but not a katan. In other words, only an adult can be zoche in this, only an adult can make a shliach and not a katan, right? A katan can't be zoche others. Tosfos asks, what do I need this pasuk for? Look at Tosfos, ish. Vim tomar lamali kra for a kaimalon the ain yad lekutin. Of course, a cotton can't make a shliach. I need a special pasuk by carbon pesach. A cotton can never make a shliach. V'yesh lomar no legabi pesach itrich. Fakadai to hold the shayach b'achilas psachim v'tzarech lehimanos alav. That was a chiddush to me. That if a child is as chinuch, that if a child if you want to have your cotton eat carbon pesach with you at the seder. As chinuch, right? It's not mechuyev mitzvos, but you should include him in the minyan, in the chabura. So I would have thought, therefore, since I can include him in the chabura, or I have to include him in the chabura, therefore he's allowed to be make a shliach. Dikseiv sel abayis afil lukatan im afla cherem zochel kamashuot. I would have thought he has the ability to what? To make a shliach. What does one thing have to do with the other? I think the question is still better than the answer, but okay, that's what he says. Since you have to include him. If you want to include him in the Karban Pesach, you have to include him. I would have thought, therefore, since he's included, he's a Bar Hochi, he can make a Shliach, Kamash Malani can't. So anyway, the point is, I don't have a free Pasuk now to teach me Shlichus. Why? Because I need it for a Bitzchuk Sefart. So the Gemara says, there's another Pasuk, Hahu Umi Ish Lefi Achlo Nafka. There's a third Pasuk that has the word Ish, and I can learn a Bitzchuk's Pshat from that third Pasuk, and I still have an open pasuk to teach me shlichus. V'akatimi boyle t'shochetin es ha-pesach al ha-yochid. But I still need that pshat to tell me, this is a machlokas, can one person shech the karban pesach for himself? Can one person shech the karban pesach for himself? It's a machlokas tanoim. I need that pasuk to tell me that you could do that. So the Gemara answers, no, savalei k'mandama, ain't shochetin es ha-pesach al ha-yochid. He holds that the other mandama, you can't do that. So therefore, the pasuk is free, and I can learn shlichus. In other words, if Yonason, who holds that you can check the carbon pesach for the entire nation, also holds you can't check the carbon pesach for one person. Right? The Rambam says the only time you're allowed to do it is if you can eat the whole thing yourself, right? Because we don't encourage notzer. What? Right. So if you're going to eat the whole thing by yourself, it's a little bit of a that can be underlying the machlokas. It's like, well, why would somebody bring carbon pesach for himself? He has no friends. He has no family. He's alone. That would that be why? So then you have to eat the carbon pesach by yourself. But Rabbi Yonatan holds an ally to do that. He has to go make some friends, and therefore the pasuk is free to teach me that I can have shlichus by kachon. Okay. Now, next, the alahat amar of Gidol Amarav. But what about Rav Gidol Amarav? What about Rav? Rav said, "Minayin shal shlucho shal adam kimoso." How do you know that shlichus is such a concept of shlichus? Shlichus shel adam kemoso. How do you know such a concept? Shenemar, because it says nasi echad mimata. That when the Bnei Yisrael were dividing up, when they would come, the pasuk says when you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to appoint the Nasiim who are going to divide up the land for you. So what How am I getting my portion? How am I getting that? Oh, you live over there. How's that happening? The Nasi is doing it for me. Isn't he my shliach? Isn't he the shliach of every single family in Klal Yisrael to divide up the land? So what do you see? Such a kaddish shlichus. He's my shliach to divide the land for me. Not every person wouldn't stand in line talking to Yoshua ben Nun. Okay, where do I go? That's not how it happened. They had shlichim. Who were they? They were the Nasiim. So what do you see? Shlichus. That's Rav's makar. So the Gemara says, typically shlichus mehacha. Why do you need such a? That's such an unusual. You're looking at me like, what kind of makar is that, right? What's wrong with get and kachim and Pesach? What's wrong with them? But we didn't ask the other way. Well, why don't those people learn like Rav? Right? Why not? The answer is because in this case here of Rav, the Nasi also lived somewhere, no? He also lived in a certain place. So he's part of the process. As opposed to if I tap you on my shoulder, do me a favor, go send the get to my wife. You have nothing to do with it. You're out of left field. So those makaros are a little better. Right? So the question is, so why did Rav learn from those makaros? Right? Why did he have his own here of a Nasi? Why did he learn from those makaros? So the Gemara says, that's not even talking about shlichus. V'tisbra ta shlichusu? What? You're telling me that's shlichus? That's not even shlichus. Why not? V'haketanim lav b'nei shlichus ninu. They can't be shlichus. That can't be shlichus in the Nasiim. Why? Because let's say there were people that were coming into Eretz Yisrael, dividing up the land, that were ketanim. It must be that they didn't have parents. It must be that they were yisomim. Why? Because if they had parents, the parents would get it. So obviously we're talking about people who didn't have any parents. Such people existed, Mustami, yeah. So they're entitled to land. So how they gain the land? They gain the land because the Nasiim are giving them the land. So the Nasiim are giving them the land. So wait a minute, the Ketanim can't appoint a Shliach. How did the Ketanim tell this guy to go represent me by Yeshua ben Nun to get me my land? How'd that happen? They can't afford the Shliach. So therefore, we're not even talking about Shlichus. Ella ki ha d'rava bar Rav Huna. Dam Rava bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Gidl Amar Rav, Menayin shetachin la'adam shalo b'fonav. How do you know that I could be zoche something shalo b'fonav? If I'm walking down the street and I see a beautiful watch, but I have a watch already, I don't need that watch. I can pick it up for you. I know you will dine for a good watch. How do I know I could do that? How do you know? Shenemar, v'nasi echad, nasi echad. Right, these Nasiim, they were not acting as shlichim. They were acting as good, they're doing you a favor. No different than picking up a watch for somebody else. So you can't do a favor for a katan? Of course you can. Now, what is the legal mechanism of zechia, of this idea of picking up, of doing a being zocha la'adam shalom b'fonav, being zocha for somebody else? What's the legal mechanism for that? That's the machlokas we've shown him. Some say it's shlichus. Some say it's shlichus. If you hold it shlichus, how are you going to answer this Gemara? This Gemara seems to say it's not shlichus. If others hold, no, it's not shlichus at all. It's a new concept called zechia. I have the right, why not? I have the right to be zocha for you. Right? Someone gives me a present, they give me a bottle of wine. I don't like this bottle, but I know you like it. So I'll be zocha for you. Why can't I do that? I need a concept of shlichus for that. Some hold yes. Some hold no, I can do it for you. If you hold it shlichus, then this Gemara is very difficult. This Gemara is very difficult. Because we said that Ketanim can't make shlichim. It must have been zechiyah. But zechiyah is because of shlichus. So how does that work? So back to the question. How did the Ketanim do it? So I have two answers. The Me'iri says that since I said before, these were Ketanim who were Yisomim, who didn't have parents. So it's a special dispensation for them, that even though it's true, normally Zechia works through Shlichas, here it's different. And the Makos says the same thing. He says that, it's a very similar pshat. He says, with Bezdin in charge, there could be, this is all done by Bezdin. But the Nasiim work in conjunction with Bezdin to divide up the land. You can have Zechia without Shlichas. Or even if it works through Shlichas, it's still good here because they're Yisomim, there's a Bezdin involved, all these. I know there could be fundamentally lumdish reasons why it works over here, but I didn't see them. So yeah.
How is it shaykh shlichus in this case when you see him?
It's not. It's not.
So it's happening, you know?
What?
They're not living there instead of, they're saying you live over there.
Right. So who made him in charge?
Yeah, well, what's the... So you, if you can imagine if the entire nation stood by Yoshua ben Nun, all waiting online, okay, where am I going? Where do I live? Right. I'm from Shevet Reuven, where am I going? I'm from Shevet Yisachar, where am I going? Right. So that's crazy. So no, send one guy, he'll divide the whole land. So it's like a shliach.
It is.
What? What do you mean? He's telling me where I'm going to live. He's giving me my land. He's dividing it up. He's dividing up the Shevet was given one chelik. He's dividing it up. Who made him in charge? It's a shliach. I'm going to be happy with what I get, right? I'm going to be happy. It's okay. So I'm going to go stand online. No, let him go stand online. It's like a shliach. You go do it. It's like a shliach. It's certainly a shliach. The question is a halachic shliach. Certainly a shliach. He's my messenger. He's my representative. Certainly that's for sure true. The question is a halachic shliach. So it's, it can't be that because there's katanim involved. Not only that, the Gemara is nothing more. The tispra zechuthi, it's such a good thing. Hachovi nami ikka, it could also be not such a good thing. You know why? To ikka denichale bahar, v'lo nichale bebikka. A guy wants the mountain, he got the valley. The ikka denichale bebikka, lo nichale bahar. Some people want the valley, they got the har. Now, the result points out, this is a medrash or something we believe, every chelek had everything. Every chelek had all milas. All milas, every chelek had, you don't want to talk about chesronos and eretz yisrael, but they all had the same. The only question is, what percentage? So you could have one shevet had a lot more mountains than the other. Everyone had mountains, everyone had valleys, everyone had... The question is percentages. Also, the question is yachid. Right. Fine, my shevet got X, but I didn't want that part.
What happens when you get when you get you don't get upset?
What?
You get
you don't get upset. I hear you. Ella, so it can't be, it's not even true. Okay. Ella, by the way, why doesn't shlichus work by a cotton? Why not? Why can't shlichus work by a cotton? So in Bava, Rashi is very inconsistent. The Ketzos has Ezekasha, why Rashi is so inconsistent. In two different places in Bava Metzia, he says, one reason is because it's learned out of Truma, Ish by Truma. Truma is shlichus, only a man, not a cotton. That's he says one place above Metzia. Another place above Metzia, he says it's from Pesach and Gittin. Cotton can't bring carbon Pesach. Cotton can't give a get. So too, he can't make a shliach. And in the Pesachim, Rashi says it's because of Gittin. So it's like, what's going on here with Rashi? Why is he so inconsistent all over the place? Okay, next the Ella Kidurava by Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Menayin Liyisomim Shabo Lachalik Benichsi Avien Shebezin Mamidin Lamapetropis. How do I know that if children have a yasso? The children have a father. The father passes away, and now the children are going to divide up the estate. But they're ketanim, so they can't divide the estate themselves. So what will happen? Bezdin will appoint an apotropis, a guardian, to divide up the estate. And it says lechov ulozechus, whether good or for bad. So the Gemara says lechov. Amai. What do you mean lechov? Ella. What I mean is lechov amanas lezchus. It's a chov. Hopefully to reach a zechut. In other words, the apotropos will sit there and he'll divide up the estate. Okay, you'll get that portion, you'll get that portion, you'll get that. And through the division of the estate, it'll come to realize, hey, that's not such a good thing, that's not that. And then hopefully we'll come to the final result. And if it's true, it's a big discussion here, if it's true that one of the shvatim will get, one of the sons will get a bad portion, not so happy with it, too bad on him. Too bad on him. We'll explain why in a minute. There's three reasons why it's too bad on him. Talmud Lomar, v'nasi echad, nasi echad, matik tikachu. Just like by the Nesiim, they gave you your portion, and you were stuck with it, even if you didn't like it. So too, when it comes to Yisomim, dividing up the father's estate, the Apotropos is doing his best. You don't like it? Too bad on you. So Rav's state, we started off with it. Rav has another makar for Shlichus. What's the makar for Shlichus? The Nesiim. That's not a makar at all. It's not even zechia. What is it? Just talking about. It's a way to learn out that when someone's father passes away, the yisomim can divide up the estate. That's all it is. It's nothing to do with shlichus at all. Okay. So how is it zechia? How is it zoche if the guy the son says I didn't like what I got? So the Ritva says, in the Chanani, 1 minute. Normally,
let's say normally if somebody zoches something for somebody else, and then the person who was supposed to get that bottle of wine, he says, you know what, I'm trying to cut down, I don't really want it. So what happens? You're forced to take it? No. Of course not. If you want zoche for somebody else, you don't have to do it. But the Ritva says, but here you have to do it. In other words, it's always a zechus. You're getting my father's estate. Dad, it turns out, hey, you know what? I really wanted the other part of the land. I wanted the other land. Now you don't have the right to undo that. That's all the Ritva said. That's all that's going on here. So it's a chov. You're stuck with it. Yeah. Normally, it's always a good look. You just got an inheritance. It's always a good thing, right? You got an inheritance. A good thing. But now I really wanted the other land. That you can't complain about. Everybody else in the world could complain. You know what? I don't want that bottle of wine. Thank you, but no thanks. Yosem can't say that. That's the Ritva. The Ran says, it's not a Zachia. What happens? If father passes away, you automatically inherit this estate. What's the chov? Where are you getting the land? That's not a chov. You inherited the estate. And the Rosh says, it was a Takaras Chachamim, that the Apotropos has the right. And Tosfos the Rosh says even further, we don't want Bezdin. Bezdin themselves will not divide the estate, because then the Bezdin will look like Orchei Dayanim. They're like the lawyers. Okay, who's going to get that? What's Bezdin tumbling? Bezdin's supposed to be impartial. Okay, so they'll hire somebody. They'll hire an Apotropos. He'll sit there and do it. You don't like it? Takanas Chacham, too bad on you. And the Pasek is just an Asmachta. We have a model where the Nasi did that once, so we could add up all states. In the Chanami, it's not up to you, and you don't like it, it's too bad on you. The Apotropos is doing his best. Okay? So we said that if someone loses his father, he has to say a Baruch Dayan Emes and a Tova Meitiv. Why? He lost his father, but he got a Yerusha. Right? Both. That's a hashkafic point, right? It's not a halachic point.
No,
right, but the halacha is that when someone does, they make two brachas, right? They make a dayad ms. The father passed away, but they make a tovah mitzvah. They just got a yerusha, right? That's a halachic point. Okay, next. Now that we discussed yisomim and dividing up the estate, we're going to go for the drop of a tangent now, and we'll get back to shlicha soon. Oh my goodness. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Shmuel, Yisom Shabbat L'chalak Benechsi Avien. When someone died, they come to divide up the estate. Bezdin Ramidl and Apotropos. Bezdin appoints an Apotropos. Ubor Lehem Chelek Yafa. And he gives them a good portion. V'im Higdilu. And if they grow up, Yichol Limchos. They can object. I didn't like, never like that, what that guy did when I was 12 years old. I object. Rav Nachman, Didei Amar, Im Higdilu, and Yichol Limchos. No, they can't object. It's Im Kain, Makoch Bezdin Yafa. What's Bezin doing? What are they wasting the time for? They did their best. Then you're going to get up and say, oh, it's all bottle? No, then what's Bezin doing for? Because they could just go to sleep and forget it. So now, the Gemara says, Umi Islay Lerv Nachman, Im Kain, Makoch, Bezin Yafa. Does Rav Nachman really buy into that reason? Does he even agree with that reason? Well, I have a Mishnah that says he does not agree. Well, there's a Mishnah that says, Vatna, there's a Mishnah in Ksuvitz that says as follows. Let's say a guy doesn't pay his debts. He doesn't pay his debts. He owes money to everybody, doesn't pay. So what's Bezin going to do? But go down to the guy's house, sell it on auction, and pay off the guy's debts? Now, what if the sale that Bezin does at the auction is not a good sale? Says the Mishnah, Shum Hadayonim, if the Dayonim evaluate, we think the property's worth X, so we're going to sell it for X, and then we'll pay off all his debts. Shum Hadayonim, but Shepichas Ushtos, Ohosi Ushtos, it was a 6-2 small or a 6-2 big, Machron Bottle, it's Bottle. Bottle. Why? They were way off. Just like we have a, you know, to overcharge a sixth. Bezin can't make a mistake more than a sixth. Rabbi Shirming Amlil Omer, Machron Kayim. It's good. Why is it good? Im Kain, Makoch, Bezin Yafa. Because otherwise, what's Bezin doing? In other words, Bezin, whatever they do is going to be fine. And even though they're off by a sixth, it's fine. So you don't want to buy it? Don't buy it. You don't want to buy it at an auction? You think it's overpriced? Too bad. You think it's underpriced? The guy should learn to pay his debts better. It wouldn't happen to him. Rav Huna Baruch Hinan Amar of Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, Halacha ki chachamim. Ki devir chacham. The halacha is like the chacham. In other words, I don't buy into that reason of Makoch Bezin Yafa. I hold that the chachamim. If Bezin's off by a sixth, too bad. The deal's off. The auction is off. So Rav Nachman's a sos for himself. In our case, he holds Makoch Bezin Yafa, and in the case in Ksuvis, he does not. So the Gemara says, no, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, dito. When we're talking about the case in Ksuvis, Bezin made a mistake. I'm not letting a mistake stand.
It's a mistake. The property was worth 100,000 and they wrote 800,000. That's a crazy mistake. That can't stand. So what do I hold? It's batel. Huh? But over here, the lo ta'u, they didn't make a mistake. They didn't make a mistake. What'd they do? They divide up the guy's estate. So if they didn't make a mistake, id lo ta'u, mayachol limchos, then what are they objecting about? Oh, I don't like it. The answer is, yachol limchos beruchos. No, the only thing they're objecting about is where they got their portion. I've got one brother owns a field in the north. Now, the apotropos gave him a field in the south. So why don't you give me a field in the north? I already have a field in the north. I'm not complaining about the money, the value. I agree. It's all worth it. It's fine. I have no time on you. So why'd you do that? I already have fields in the north. Why'd you give me? You gave my brother the field in the north next to my other field. Why don't you give me the one in the north? That's a valid taina, says Rav Nachman. So also says Rav Nachman, that's not a valid taina. Why not? Makoch Beth and Yafa. Listen, they do. Now, that does seem reasonable. It's a machlokas if you hold up Rav Nachman or not. The Rambam says that. Forgot already. The machlokas here. Here it is. The Rambam holds. Yeah, I forgot already who holds what, but it's a machlokas. There's no mistake in the value. Everyone agrees that the Abishavah did a good job. Just, I would wish he would give me the other land because I already own land over there. That's what's going on over here. So, and there, Rav Nachman says the Beis Din didn't make a mistake. You don't like you have a ruach problem. You want all your fields to be together. That's not a reason to undo it. You make a mistake. Of course, I'll undo it. Okay. Amar of Nachman ha'achet shechalka rehein kilakuchos. If brothers divide up the estate, they have the din of lakuchos. They have the din as if they purchased the land from each other. What's the nafkamina? We're going to see right now. What? Yovel's a nafkamina. A nafkamina is if they owe money. So what happens at Yovel? You think about that. You inherit your father's estate. What happens at Yovel? It goes back to who? His father's not alive anymore. Who does it go back to? It goes back to the estate, then it gets divided again? That could be. Why? Because they have the din of purchasers, not the din of Yarshim. It's a machlokas. But this is what he holds. Therefore, pachos mishtos nikne mekach. If it's less than a sixth, just like any other sale, less than a sixth, the sale stands. Yeser al shtos more, mekach batel. Start over. They're like purchasers. It's as if they purchased the properties from each other, each respective property. Pachos mishtos, so if it's less than a sixth off, nikna mekach, it's a good sale. Less than a sixth, it's a good sale. Yeser al shtos, if it's more than a sixth, batel mekach, it's no good. Shtos, if it's exactly a sixth, kana, it's good, umachzer ona, and you have to return the extra value. Why is a sixth good? Why if you're overcharged less than a sixth, why is that good? It's a machlokas. Rashi holds, the reason why it's good is because you're mochel. I'm mochel. Well, so it's off by a few pennies. I'm mochel. That's Rashi's pshat. According to the Rosh, the reason why a six is good, it's not because you're mochel. That's the normal give and take of business. I come in to buy a pile of whatever. So it's off by a little. I understand that's going to happen. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, can you overcharge less than a sixth on purpose? According to Rashi, you cannot. According to the Rashi, you can. According to Rashi, I'm mochel. Yeah, if there's a mistake, I'm mochel. You can't rip me off on purpose. Oh, it's only less than a sixth, you're mochel. What?
On purpose, you're made to do either one.
No, so the Rosh holds, it's built into the system is that if it's less than a sixth, it's okay. It's part of the deal. It's part of the deal. I can push the envelope. According to Rashi, it's a mechila. So, yeah, if you make a mistake, I'm mochel. You have to be exactly to the penny, each grain, every... No, the mochel. You can't do that on purpose. According to the Rosh, maybe you can do it on purpose. The Rosh himself holds that you shouldn't do that. In other words, I'm choshesh for Rashi, don't do that. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. You can't do that on purpose. Right, but that could be a potential nafkamina. Okay, anyway. Amar Rava, Had Amar, and Pachas Mishtos, that which we said, less than a sixth, the deal stands. Nikne Mekach, the deal stands. Lo Amaran, Elo Delo Shav Yishliach. That's only if you didn't appoint a shliach. Avol Shav Yishliach. But if you appointed a shliach, Amar litikure shadartich. I sent you to go do good for me. V'lo la'avusi, not to mess me up. Right? I didn't send you that I should get less than a sixth off. I didn't send you for that. V'ha damar yeser mishtos batal mekach. And that which we said, more than a sixth, is no good. Lo amar an elder, lo amar not fleeing the b'shuma de bedina. That's only if they said, let's not go to Bezdin. Aval amar niflog b'shuma bedina. But if they said, let's go to Bezdin, mechron kayim, it's good. Why? Rashi says, because Rava holds, like Rashi Gamlio, makach Bezdin yafa. Right? Otherwise, what's Bezdin waste? So if you decide to go to Bezdin and they divide it in a very skewed way, and you get way more than a sixth burnt, too bad on you. That's what Bezdin's there for. You don't like it? Then don't go. Ditnan, shum hadayonim shepichas v'shtutz ha'osi v'shtutz. Right? If they evaluate the guy's estate, the guy's property, because he owes money, he doesn't want to pay, and they're off by a lot, machron batel, v'shem v'lo, machron kayim, it's good. And that's how Rava holds. And that which we said that a sixth is good, but you have to pay back the money. That's only by metaltalim. But by karka, ain't ona the karkos. There's no ona by karka. Why not? Rashi holds because it says in the pasuk there, v'chi, that pasuk is by Parshas Bahar, that says that v'chi simkeru mimkar l'amisecha o kona miyad amisecha. Only things that you sell biyad, yad to yad, metaltalim. Not karka. The Ramban says, of course, no, you're still over. You're still over ona. But the thing is, it's an avarin shemayim. You can't get it back. In other words, I can't be mavatal to sale by karka, but you certainly can't overcharge. According to Rashi, it's not sure you can overcharge whatever you want. That's a machlokas. It could be gzeil if you do that, whatever, but the specific ona is in general not by karka. Umikarka lo amar el depalug bi iluve. And the only time it's true by karka is if there's a problem in the price. But let's say we have a rope and we're measuring the land and the measurement is all off. So of course you can undo that. That's not what we mean by you're off by a sixth. At the price, you made a mistake in the price, so you're stuck with it. But if you're off by the measurement, then we don't say that. Look. Kidderabba, Dama Rabba, call Dava Shemida Bemishkal Beminion. If you're buying something by the individual item, I want eggs. How many eggs do you want? I want a dozen. And you give me 10. You can't do that. I said 12. Hey, if I'm buying a mountain of wheat and it's off by a tiny amount, so we said there's mochila, or that's part of the business. But if it's specific items, it can't be off by a sixth. Give me the item. So we're supposed to measure the land. You can't be off. Measure it. So then the rules of ona don't apply. Okay, now we're back to shlichus. So before we go on, before we continue, just one issue that is a fundamental issue in shlichus, which I'm saying it here because the Tosfos Harid says it here. He asks the question: why can't you have shlichus by all mitzvos? We only have shlichus by gittin. There's a Tosfos in gittin who says that rov mitzvos you can appoint a shliach. I don't know how that's true. That Tosfos needs a hesber. I think it's not true. There's very few mitzvahs you can appoint to shliach. Very few. How many mitzvahs can you appoint to shliach? Most mitzvahs. First of all, it's only by mitzvahs I say, right? So there's only 248 now. Out of those 240, how many can you appoint to shliach for? We can't even think of it. I can't think of 10. Not for matzah, not for tefillin, not for tzitzis, not for mezuzah, not for shofar, not for lulav, not for sukkah.
There's a separate din of.
So his question was, why not? Why can't I appoint you my shliach to go put on my tefillin for me? Why not? So his answer was, I'll read his lashon. Three-way machlok is what he meant. Mitzvah shechayvu hamakom lasos begufo. A mitzvah you have to do with your guf. Heich yiftar hu al yedei shliach. How could you give it to a shliach? V'hu lo yaseh klum. And you don't do anything? What did he mean by that? So
that's
Tosas rid. What did he mean by that? So the three-way machlok is what he meant. The Ktsos HaChoshen says, you know what he meant? He meant as follows. In order for shlichus to work, it has to be something that you also have a chelik of the maisa in. If I just sit back and mamish do nothing, I can't appoint a shliach. It's a very difficult shita. So the only one that, out of all the cases of shlichus that we have, the only one that I understand is karbanos. I'm going to eat the carbon. I'm going to eat it. So I have a chelik in that carbon. So I can appoint you to go shecht it. I can make you a shecht to go shecht it, but I still have a chelik. I'm going to eat it. But, for example, tzitzis or tefillin, what am I doing? I'm sitting doing nothing, and you're going and putting on the tefillin for me. What? So 1 second. So that's no good. So what about get? What am I doing? I'm sitting back, and you're going to go give the get. So how is that my chelik? I don't know. It needs a hesber. What do you mean by that? What about my truma? I'm going to appoint you to give me my... What am I doing? I'm sitting back and doing nothing.
So you're winning
What? So what? So what? It's my tefillin. It's my tefillin.
The difference is they don't.
That's not what the Torah says. That's not what he says. It's mitzvah shibugufo means. It means that you're doing part. You're also part of the deal. You're also part of the mitzvah. So by kachoyin sin, I'm part. I'm eating it. That's a whole shaila. What does eating it have to do with shechting it? Let's assume it's connected. What about the get? Why? I need a hesber. And then the Torah says, you know, there's a ramah. Believe it or not, there's a ramah that says that if you know how to bimal your own son, you're not allowed to appoint a shliach. So the Torah says, do it yourself. So the Torah says it makes perfect sense. If you know how to do it, then what are you sitting around doing nothing? You're going to sit there like a, if you don't know how far, you don't know how, what could you do? But if you know how, go do it. There's a big chiddush, a huge chiddush. So you know, so he says, it makes perfect sense according to me. Otherwise you don't have a chiluk of the mitzvah. You have to go do it yourself. So what do you mean? What about baguette and all the other ones? So that's the ksos. That's the ksos. The Chassam Sofer says that when your guf is part of the mitzvah, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah, then you cannot appoint a shliach. For example, wearing tefillin. It's my guf, it's part of the mitzvah. Right? Tzitzis, my guf, it's part of the mitzvah. Lulav, I have to pick it up. I can't appoint a shliach for that. What? Get. My guf is not part of that mitzvah. I have to give her a get. So I can have a shliach do it. That's the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that makes sense. The Pnei Yeshua asks, why is it that Amira La'akum is not an issue of shlichus? You know, we hold that the shlichus by a goy l'chumra. So if I tell a goy to turn on a light on Shabbos, what is that? It's dinder rabbanon. It's amir l'acha. It should be shlichus. I'm telling him to go do something. So why isn't that shlichus l'chumra? The answer is because my guf is mitzuvah in shmir Shabbos, and that there's no shlichus for that. Therefore, what is it? It's just a derabbanon. Okay, that also that's the chassam sofer. And the third pshat is from Rabbi Chanan. And Rabbi Chanan says as follows: beautiful. Rabbi Chanan says as follows, the only time you can appoint a shliach is when all we care about is the result. There's no action in me in being tovel kalim. All we care about is the result. Those kalim have to go into that mikvah. They can even fall in by accident. Even a guy can do it. Right? Why? Because all we care about is the result. See, all you care about is the result, you can have a shliach. There's no maisa to give a get. The result is she has to get that get. There's no mitzvah to do shechita. I can't eat an animal without a shechita. I'm not allowed it. Right? Has to be shechted. I can appoint the shliach. But if the Torah cares about the mitzvah, like tefillin and tzitzis and lulav and sukkah, I can't appoint the shliach. Okay? Those are the three approaches, at least three, to why it is, why it's true that, right, the Tosfos really says it right here, on Membeis of a base. Why it's true that you can't appoint the shliach, not fair. So now getting back to Tosfos makes a statement of Gittin that rov mitzvot can be done with a shliach. I think that's a fascinating statement. I don't know if that's true. That statement needs a big hesber. That statement needs a big explanation. What do you mean by that? Because I think most mitzvot are probably not true. Where is the Rebbe Chanan? It's in Kovat Shiurim Baba Mitzia Simon Ches. Okay, that's where it is. Now that we said that, we can get to the bottom of the page. Now, hadit nan. I saved the ein shliach d'var here for Michael for tomorrow. Hadit nan. That which we said. Hashalech es habi'ira. If you send a fire, bi'ad chereshot v'katan potter medine adam v'chayev medine shemayim, you potter for that. Why? You chayev in shemayim. What are you giving a fire to a 6-year-old kid for? What do you think is going to happen if you do that? You give it to a shota. What do you think is going to happen? But shilech biad pikeach. But if I send it to a pikeach chayev. The pikeach is chayev. You give it to your next door neighbor. Do me a favor. Watch this. And he goes ahead and burns down the house. He's chayev. So the Gemara says, "Vamai name a shuk shalom kamoso. I should be chayev. I gave him the fire. He's my shliach." So the Gemara says, "Shiny hasam the ain shliach l'var avera." No. It's an avera to do that. It's an avera to be chovel things. It's an avera to burn things down. Right? It's an avera to mistreat other people's property. There's no shlichus for an avera. Why not? Michael will tell you tomorrow why not. Damrinon, divrei harav. Well, he knows. He's all these pshatim. Divrei harav, divrei hatalmud, divrei mishomer. Who do you listen to? The Talmud says something. Your next door neighbor says something, and Hashem says something else. Who are you listening to? Listen to the next door neighbor? No, you don't do that. Vatanya shliach. But wait a minute. But we know. There's a price that says shliach shalo. Shliach shalo asa shlichuso. Let's say Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to go to the Beis HaMikdash and go do Me'ilah. I love the stones. I want you to go take one of those stones away. Bring it to me. Bring it back to me. I want you to do that. So, shliach shelo asa shlichuso. If the shliach does not fulfill the shlichus properly, shliach mal, then the shliach does mi'ila. But shliach asa shlichuso, if he does do the shlichus properly, balabayis mal, then the avera is charged to the sender. But wait a minute, didn't we just say ein shlichus varavera? Didn't we just say that? How could the avera be charged to the sender? The guy who's sent along, he should be listening to Hashem and not be touching the Beis HaMikdash. What's pshat? Kiyasa shlichuso de balabayis, balabayis mi amal. The balabayis gets charged for that avera. Amai name ein shlichus varavera. How could the sender be charged? The shliach knows divrei harav, divrei talmud. He should be listening to Hashem. He should not be listening to his next door neighbor. The answer is going to be it's an exception. Me'ila is an exception, right? Shiny me'ila the alpha chet mitruma. It's a gzeirushal from truma. Ma truma mashem mashvi shliach. Just like truma, you could appoint a shliach. Af me'ila mashvi shliach. So to me'ila, you could be mashvi a shliach. So the gemara asks v'neima mina. Then let's learn now from Me'ila. Just like Me'ila, it works. So too, Kol Torah Kula, we should say, Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. Why not? So the Gemara says, it can't be, because Mishod Dahavi Me'ila V'Shlichas Yad, Shnei Ksuva Bonke Echad. Because Me'ila and Shlichas Yad, using a Pikadon that someone left you to watch, are two places in the Torah where Shlichas will work, even for an Avera, but not anywhere else in the Torah. V'Chol Shnei Ksuva Bonke Echad, Ein Malamdin. Me'ila Hadamar, Me'ila we just said, now, what's v'shlichas yad ma'hi? What's that? The Tanya. It says in the Torah, I'll call dvar pesha. Anytime you're going to do some negligence, you're going to be chayiv. So, b'shamay omrim, l'chayiv al machshava k'maisa. Even, it's a difficult shot. Even if you thought about using the chayfetz, you thought about going riding in that guy's car, he has to go watch his car, and you thought about driving the car, you're chayiv for that. What do you mean? We didn't do anything. We just thought about it. But somehow, the machshava will be mitzarif to a maisa. No, you only chayev till you go drive the car and get into an accident. Then you chayev. But before that, you're not chayev. Now, shenemar im lo shalach yad. You have to actually do something. So, omer b'shar me'le b'es hillel, follow nemar kol dvar pesha. But it says, I'll call dvar pesha, which means it was masha, dvar, even thinking about it, even talking about it. So, omer lehem b'es hillel, b'es shamay, follow nemar im lo shalach yad. But malachas v'yehu. You have to do something. Amru Beishamai lebeis Hillel. So Beishamai says to Beis Hillel, Im Kain, I'll call Dvar Pesha Lomali. So what do I need those words called Dvar Pesha for? So, Sheyachal, I would think, Ein Li Elohu. Only you, the Shliach, the Shomer, could be Chayiv. Amar L'Avdo V'L'Shlucho Minayin. How do I know that if I tell the Shliach, you go drive that car, the negligence will be charged to me, to the Shomer? Hamad Lomar, I'll call Dvar Pesha. So what are we going to say? According to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, we have a second Makar. We have a second Makar. What's the second Makar? Shliach Boyad, being a Shomer. According to Beis Shammai, he does not hold that a Shliach can be Chayef for Shliach Boyad, because he uses the Pasuk for something else. So the Gemara will say, honey, Chalei Beis Hillel, I have two places. But according to Beis Shammai, what are the two places? And we'll get into it tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.